Our cage has many sides. A circular toxicity is also a cage. And each time one stands in sharp relief, these sides, I think, this one's most key, the core block to break, atomization, for example. And blowing up big, our conversations is to the opposite of power, and therefore getting clear on our opposite vision. But all sides of our containment share a common wall, the lock on our thoughts power holds that makes division, rank, hierarchy, authority, the state seem legitimate. But there is, I think, sense in a usefulness for our task of getting our freedom to teasing out the ways this mind lock works, the tactics power uses to accomplish it. Because our experiences are so diverse and the mind lock manifests in different ways, so it helps more of us to see it, and we see more of it if we view it variously from different angles. And today, I'm looking at this angle called clandestine, that manifests as what is never spoken but which our bodies feel, that all around us seethes from power's hidden actors, a festering excrescence that saps our energy and poisons our relations with everything, the earth, our own breathing, our knowledge of ourselves and each other, when nothing is what it claims to be or what it seems. There are, and this is hard for us to accept, untold numbers of hidden folks who devote their earth-given gifts to simply causing hardship, misery, and sadness at the behest of masters who, at a whim, would wipe their collective ass with them, and all utterly hidden, yet brewing toxic seas of unspoken hidden disease in our relations, deepening and spreading to an increasing degree in proportion to our starting to think authentically and sharing our questing with the world. And we also have to understand that they infiltrate in numbers that connote invasion into regions like the Bay Area, formerly progressive. And if you live in one of them, you can't help but notice the seemingly unaccountable and perplexingly large influx of trucks and vans and buses decorated as if to say, ain't nothing here but us hippies bringing in the troops. So we have to understand the Plato's tribesmen and women are determined to make the reality they want. There's a character in Titanic who symbolizes well power's mindset. As the ship is sinking, his man says to him, good luck. To which he replies, I make my own luck. That's power. That's power. That's been their MO since they got seriously organized. I make my own luck. It's time to acknowledge not just their existence, but the full implications of their existence. A Daily Californian, the student paper of UC Berkeley, article of October 31st, 2014, addresses this on the local level, my local level, entitled City Council OK's Department Agreements. And one of these agreements is for mutual aid between the military and law enforcement, as well as with other departments, at every level of government, in the conduct of government surveillance of quote-unquote suspicious persons. There was some controversy at the meeting, because there are SARS suspicious activity reports requesting the devotion of city resources to the surveillance of the person named that pertain to folks who are targeted only for their speech, i.e., they are not engaged in criminal activity, but who, for instance, may advocate, as the Declaration of Independence recommends, that we begin discussions of whether a deeply entrenched system of privilege for the few, a system of harnessing coerced human energy, a system designed to force us to submit to its authority, suppressing dissent, whether such a system allows its subjects to pursue happiness. Have we been snowed or what? Come on. To say this is a long overdue discussion is so understated. So is this the legal authority for hounding people? Truly, you pass a resolution at a city council meeting and authorize a collective project of attempted murder, in essence, but it can't be proven. So there we are. Back to Miklos's point. It's a tight, tight spot they put us in. We dissenters, we who dissent.